From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Four U.S. troops have reportedly been killed in eastern Afghanistan. A U.S. military spokesman tells the Associated Press the four were killed by a bomb explosion. A British fighter jet crashed at NATO's largest base in southern Afghanistan today. It was the second crash there in as many days. The plane's crew members ejected safely. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is working to find and rescue an American soldier who was captured in Afghanistan. A video of the Army private was posted on the Internet over the weekend.
We are attempting to do everything we can to locate him and free him. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's a real sign of desperation and inappropriate criminal behavior on the parts of these terrorist groups.
Clinton was interviewed on ABC's Good Morning America. An Obama administration official says the team working on a detention policy for the administration will miss its deadline. The president gave the team 180 days to submit a report with an option for an extension. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
A team of officials from the Justice Department, the State Department, the Pentagon, and other parts of the government has been crafting a report on how the Obama administration should detain and interrogate terrorism suspects. Their deadline is tomorrow. When President Obama established this task force his first week in office, he left a loophole. The executive order says the task force will finish its work in 180 days, quote, unless the chair determines that an extension is necessary. Administration officials say this week the task force will give an update on its progress and ask for more time. This task force is separate from the group that's reviewing each detainee case at Guantanamo. An administration official says the Guantanamo group has reviewed more than half the detainee cases. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A widely watched gauge of future economic activity, the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, was up in June. It was the third straight monthly increase and a sign that the nation could be starting to pull out of the recession. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The index, compiled by the private New York-based Conference Board, is meant to project economic growth about 6 months ahead. It was up 0.7% last month after gaining a revised 1.3% in May. The Conference Board's chairman, Ken Goldstein, says the latest figures mean we should expect a slow recovery in the autumn. The board reported a rise in 7 of the 10 indicators that make up the index, including employment, building permits, stock prices, and new orders for consumer goods. But the interest rate spread between yields on 10-year Treasury bonds and the federal funds rate saw the biggest jump. With interest rates near zero, the large gap between the two could prompt investors to lend more money for longer terms. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's supreme leader is dismissing a call by pro-reform former President Mohammad Khatami for a referendum on the legitimacy of the Iranian government. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in a speech to Iranian officials today, issued what was seen as a warning to the opposition, whom he called the elite, to stay in line. The speech followed the statement by Khatami and last week's remark by former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, raising doubts about the results of Iran's recent disputed presidential election. One of the nation's largest insurance companies is calling for a federal system to oversee hurricane insurance rates. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story.
Right now, it's up to states to regulate what insurance companies charge for hurricane wind coverage. But Travelers Companies proposes giving that authority to an independent federal commission. Travelers President Brian McLean says federal oversight would create a more stable market for insurers and homeowners alike. He presented the plan at a forum in Biloxi, Mississippi. Coastal homeowners have been struggling with escalating hurricane coverage costs. The Travelers plan would divide the nation into four coastal zones to determine rates. Louisiana's insurance commissioner was open to federal intervention to make hurricane coverage more affordable, but said he would not support federal deregulation of the industry. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Biloxi.
Lock me away.
Gordon Waller of the British pop duo Peter and Gordon has died at the age of 64. Their biggest hit was their debut single, A World Without Love, in 1964. The song was written by Paul McCartney. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.